This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. Pandemic.news update for March 1st. This is Mike Adams, publisher of Pandemic.news. I believe today we must now consider the possibility that the election this November will be suspended. And there's a very simple reason for that, which is that there'll be too many people under quarantine to have widespread participation in the election. In fact, already VP Mike Pence, the coronavirus czar, if you want to call him that, I don't know. He doesn't know anything about viruses. He is saying that there's a good possibility that schools will be closed in America. And we've already seen news out of the UK that says entire cities may be locked down, i.e. under quarantine in the UK, as this spreads across that nation. It's not a stretch to just realize that cities in America, or certainly counties, perhaps suburbs, could be under quarantine very quickly. And even if the virus, let's say, is slightly suppressed by the summer weather, an argument being made out there that makes no sense whatsoever, since it's mostly spreading in indoor environments, by the way. But even if that happens, the virus could come back in the fall with a vengeance, and it would not take very many places to be under quarantine for the election to be suspended. Now, I'm not saying that Trump wants to suspend the election. I think Bill Maher has been out there. You know, he's an anti-Trump lunatic on the left, and he's been saying that he's afraid Trump will declare martial law and then never resign and will become a dictator. I mean, this has been the conspiracy narrative of the left for a very long time. Trump doesn't want to be a dictator. If anything, I'm sure he probably wants to leave the White House at some point here because he's tired of how insanely self-destructive and suicidal the whole political process is in America. But you can't have elections if you don't have people participating across the board. And the most likely areas that will be under quarantine will be liberal cities, because that's where you have the high-density population centers and the filth running in the streets with the open crapping all over the streets of San Francisco and Los Angeles and so on. So I think, kind of to respond to Bill Maher, I think it will be Democrats who will be screaming to shut down the election, not Trump. Democrats will say, we can't participate, and therefore we need to suspend the election. But we'll see. We'll see. This is spreading so rapidly, and the repercussions to the country are so dire that this is a black swan event which could change the outcome of the election, even if the election is held on schedule. Trump's handling of this pandemic so far, in my assessment, is disastrous. It's disastrous. It is utterly irrational. His public officials that are speaking about this are lying. They are deliberately misleading the public. Not that the Democrats would do any better. They would lie too. That's the other thing about the criticism of Trump on this coming from Democrats is hollow. Democrats don't have any better plan. Democrats wouldn't do the right thing either. But myself, as a Trump supporter, my criticism of the Trump administration, I think, carries a lot more credibility because I am a Trump supporter. And yet I see the utter failures of the Trump administration and the lies coming out of people like Azar, just lie after lie after lie. Oh, you don't need a mask. Everything's fine. We got this under control. We're going to stop all the outbreaks. Really? That guy's a total liar. And you see, these are the people who are advising Trump. So Trump is getting bad information. And so as a result, he's making bad decisions. He's completely misinformed. He should be reading naturalnews.com, but instead he's reading bad junk science, you know, pro-pharmaceutical, pro-vaccine propaganda. And the only message out there now is that nothing works against the virus except a vaccine, so wait for the vaccine, which, according to Dr. Fauci, could be 2 years away. So I guess America is supposed to just die? Don't buy masks? Don't buy food, they say now. Trump officials, or Trump administration officials from the CDC, Don't buy food. Don't get prepared. Don't do anything. Just sit and wait to die or wait for a vaccine. It's the worst medical advice in history. It's so disastrously bad and lacking in any fundamental grasp of basic virology, epidemiology, knowledge of infectious disease. I mean, we are dealing now with officials surrounding Trump who themselves are medically illiterate, scientifically illiterate, mathematically illiterate, and they're dishonest on top of that. So although I don't think that's Trump's intention, he has one way or another surrounded himself by a bunch of, well, idiotic junk science liars. There's no other way to say it. I'm not holding back here. I'm not saying that Trump is trying to do this, but that's who he has surrounded himself with. And frankly, over the last 3 years, Trump has made a lot of mistakes about surrounding himself with really bad people, like Jeff Sessions for the head of the DOJ. What a disaster. Jeff Sessions delayed any real investigation into the treason that was being committed against Trump. And I know Trump regrets that decision, and he's going to regret this decision too. He's going to regret listening to Anthony Fauci of the NIH. He's going to regret Azar. He's going to regret the Surgeon General. He's going to regret not pounding the CDC much earlier, because the CDC set this up. This is a rigged trap for the president that has been sprung. I've been warning about this for weeks. So the president, again, I don't believe he has any ill intent toward America, and I don't believe he has any intent to declare medical martial law, but he has, for one reason or another, failed to get qualified people around him to deal with this issue. I mean, come on, VP Mike Pence, are you kidding me? Again, nothing against Pence as a human being, as a patriot, as a great, you know, supporter of the principles of America. I'm not attacking Pence's morality or ethics. I think he's a very moral, ethical, honest person, but he's not a virologist. Sort of like if we had a problem with, I don't know, let's say like another Apollo 13, astronauts in a spaceship on the way to the moon, and things have gone terribly wrong. There's been an explosion of a stirring component in a fuel tank or something, or a hydrogen tank. I don't remember what that was exactly, or an oxygen explosion, which can happen on spacecraft. And the rockets are all messed up, and the navigation is all messed up. Would you appoint Mike Pence to take charge of the rocket science problems? No. No, you wouldn't. You would call a rocket scientist, right? You call a rocket scientist. You call someone who maybe has familiarity with rockets. But now that we have a pandemic where we need people who have knowledge in infectious diseases, Trump appoints a guy, a VP, Mike Pence, who has essentially no knowledge of infectious disease. It just makes no sense. Again, not an attack on Pence at all. It's an attack on, I mean, Trump's actions here, appointing Pence, it's an attack on reason. It's an attack on rationality. We are facing a virus here that is completely unforgiving. The margin for allowable error is extremely narrow. We cannot afford to make mistakes. We cannot afford to have federal workers interacting with quarantine patients at Travis Air Force Base while they're wearing no protective equipment and have no training. And yet that happened. We cannot combine infected patients with non-infected patients on a commercial flight or chartered commercial airplane, and then think that we can separate them with duct tape and plastic sheeting on an airplane. That is absolutely not going to work. And so if you have an administration that is staffed by people whose knowledge of infectious disease is more akin to the 19th century, before the germ theory almost, then your response is not going to do very well. I'll just say it that way. We know a lot about infectious disease. We know a lot about airborne pathogens. We know how viruses spread, and we know this is airborne. And we know that this can be contracted through your eyeballs. If your eyes are exposed to the air, you can get it through your eyes. We already know this. We know that people can spread the virus when they show no symptoms. And yet Trump officials tell us, well, don't worry, we're screening everybody at the airports for symptoms. Well, okay, you idiots. What about the people who don't have symptoms? And they don't have an answer for that. Their answer basically is socialism is bad. Well, okay, we understand socialism is bad. We understand Bernie Sanders is a communist. What are you going to do about the freaking virus? What are you going to do about people walking through airports and spreading it everywhere? What are you going to do about the lack of training for federal employees who are running the quarantine centers? You know, the answer can't be socialism is bad, America is great, we are unified. I'm sorry. It's idiotic. It's not going to fly. And I'm going to keep hammering this point until Trump appoints somebody in some position of authority who knows what they're talking about. So far, I haven't seen a single example of anybody surrounding Trump in any position of authority who has any freaking clue what they are saying. Either that, I mean, they're either totally incompetent or they're just maliciously, deliberately lying and trying to make this spread. And that's a possibility. It might be the anti-Trump brigade hard at work to spread the infection. And you wonder, why do they put infected people on the airplane? Because they want it to spread, because these are anti-Trumpers, perhaps. Why did the CDC delay the test kits for 3 to 4 weeks? Because they wanted it to spread. That is a very viable scenario, and I think they're going to nail Trump with this by blaming him for the actions that they deliberately put into place to spread this pandemic. I have no doubt that there is at least that element at work inside the bureaucracy. They want it to be bad as the last effort to take out Trump, and this effort might work. Whereas impeachment failed and the Russia collusion hoax failed, this actually might work. They might force Trump to resign as his administration sees hundreds of thousands of Americans infected before the election, potentially. I don't know if it's going to be that high. I hope it isn't, but it's possible. We could have cities under quarantine. We could have lockdown, like Wuhan-style lockdown in certain areas in America. We have to now consider these as possible scenarios. So stay informed. Keep reading my website, pandemic.news. Maybe, perhaps, somebody in the Trump administration will join the 21st century when it comes to infectious disease. I mean, he could literally appoint me, and I would be better than all of those other morons and liars combined. Not that I want to be appointed to anything, but I would tell America the truth. Take vitamin D. Take some antivirals. Clean up your diet. Get ready. Yeah, get some masks. Get some food. What's the harm in having 2 weeks of food or 30 days of food in case there's a quarantine? There's no harm in that. Get prepared. We can stop this. Prepare to isolate and prepare to eat antiviral foods and herbs and supplements and all these things. That's what you got to do. That's how you stop this. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, pandemic.news. Take care. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.